KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies in Atlantic and 49 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high near 70. Topping area news, a fiery semi-tractor trailer accident on Interstate 80 westbound in Cass County has the road partially blocked this morning at mile marker 64. The accident was reported just after 3:30 a.m. with Adita and Wyota Fire and Rescue, along with Cass County Sheriff's deputies and troopers of the Iowa State Patrol, on the scene. The semi, which was loaded with paper, was fully engulfed in flames under the bridge for Cass County Road N-28, which is the Wyota Road. And early reports indicated there may have been some sort of an explosion following the crash. Flames were said to have reached 30 to 40 feet high, according to the person who reported the incident to Cass County Communications. Neither the driver of the semi, Fernando Hernandez of Los Angeles, or his passenger were injured. And for reasons unknown, Hernandez lost control of the semi, which hit an inside median guardrail before the rig jackknifed. Traffic on Interstate 80 westbound on west of exit 70 was at a standstill, but the left lane was just a few moments ago expected to have been reopened to the stalled traffic only. The remaining westbound traffic flow was being rerouted off the interstate at exit 70 southbound to Anita and then over to Wyota and then back up north to the interstate while the wreck is cleared up. There's been a change in location for next month's electronics recycling trailer here in Atlantic. Atlantic Community Protection Committee Chairman Chris Jimerson reports a semi-trailer for the loading of electronics to be disposed of will be located at the Cass County Fairgrounds instead of on North Chestnut Street, as had been initially reported.
We're going to ask that it be restricted to residents in Cass County proper.
The Cass County 4-H Fairgrounds Committee has authorized the use of the grounds for the dropping off of electronic items to the trailer. The event will be held on May the 9th from 7 until 11 a.m. Businesses are not allowed to participate, and once the semi was full, no further electronic items will be taken. Residents can bring their computer monitors, hard drives, printers, laptops, VCR or DVD players, keyboards, speakers, circuit boards, cell phones, cables, electronic scrap, small appliances, and microwaves to the trailer. Mayor Dave Jones suggested that persons with TVs bring those items instead to the Cass County landfill to save room on the trailer. The landfill has had its own e-recycling program in place since 2006. For information about what electronic pieces are accepted at the landfill and the price of disposal, you can go to www.casscountylandfill.com or call 712-243-1991. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening accepted the site plans for a single-family housing development project to be located along Ash Street between 1405 and 1503 Ash. Boost Building Construction, LLC, has proposed the nearly $1.26 million project, which includes six single-family residential homes, each spanning about 1,400 square feet. The homes would feature three bedrooms, two baths, two-car garages, and a poured basement. They would be valued at about $200,000 each. The city's Planning and Zoning Commission approved the site plan during their meeting last week. And while the site plans for Boost were approved, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday tabled a site plan for a 6,183-square-foot addition to the Heritage House at 1200 Brookridge Circle. The plan was initially approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission last week, but there were concerns at that time about stormwater drainage. The same issue caused the council to hold off on approving the site plan last night until engineers can take a closer look. They should have a recommendation to the council by the time of their special meeting planned for next week. In our funeral announcements, Phyllis Bentz, age 92, of Avoca, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Phyllis Bentz will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Mary Brown, age 75, of Stewart, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Mary Brown will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Lynn Worth, age 71, of Avoca, died Monday. Celebration of life services for Lynn Worth will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Walter Peterson, age 99, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Walter Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Maynard Dahl, age 79, of Council Bluffs, died Sunday. Graveside services for Maynard Dahl will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Red Oak, with the Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home of Red Oak in charge of arrangements. Tim Fay, age 67 of Corning and formerly of the Anita and Wyota areas, died April 7th. Celebration of life service for Tim Fay will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Joanne Anderson, age 80 of Downers Grove, Illinois, died Saturday. Graveside services for Joanne Anderson will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Diane Kesters, age 53 of Erling, died April the 8th. A massive Christian burial service for Diane Kesters will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Scott, age 90 of Bridgewater, died January 20th. Celebration of Life memorial services for Mildred Scott will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Thelma Henningsen, age 97 of Avoca, died February 2nd. Celebration of Life services for Thelma Henningsen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. And Loretta Seidelman, age 92, formerly of Casey, died December 1st in Nebraska. Memorial services for Loretta Seidelman will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.